Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's that time of the week again. Time for Starkey's Card of the Week. And for that, we go to the General. General Patton, Mr. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. He's been on a roll ever since he joined the show. Listeners can go online to register to win the Card of the Week beginning 10 a.m. Tuesday through 10 a.m. Thursday at 93.7thefan.com. General Patton, how are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Our pleasure. What do you got?
This week we're going with the 1973 Topps all-time home run leaders card with Albert Pujols passing Willie Mays last week. I thought it would be nice to commemorate. There was a time where every kid in America knew the numbers, 755, 714, 660. It's not quite as significant now, but there was a time when those magical home run records were a big deal in America. And with Pujols passing Willie Mays, this card is perfect this week. It's got a picture of Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays.
Oh, wow. It doesn't get much better than that. I saw Willie Mays once, General Patton. I've told Ron this story. I was driving with my dad outside Shea Stadium, and there was a very nice car. We were in traffic. I think it was the Long Island Expressway or whatever that road is. And the license plate said, "Say hey." And my dad said, that's Willie Mays. And I said, no way. And we pulled up, and sure enough, it was Willie Mays. And I rolled down the window, and I'll never forget saying, hi, Willie. And he gave me the coolest little wave. It was awesome.
You should have said, hey.
Yeah, I guess I should have. Say, hey. Ron, what do you think of this card? Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays.
That's a pretty nice trio to have on one particular card, I would say.
Especially for 30 years, that was the numbers that were never going to be encroached, and now it's a little bit different, but with Pujols passing Mays, I thought it was timely this week. And how about we throw in an autographed Stephen Brault rookie card after last night's performance?
I love that idea, Stephen Brault rookie card. As I mentioned from the broadcast last night, I think Joe Block mentioned this, seven innings, two hits or fewer in back-to-back starts. The last Pirate to do that was Doug Drabeck, for goodness sakes. That's a long time ago. Not as long as Ruth, Aaron, and Mays, but a long time ago, Jeff.
That is. So we'll add Stephen Brault to the all-time home run leaders for the winner this week.
Thanks, man. Great stuff. No problem. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
There he goes, General Patton. Once again, 10 a.m. Tuesday to 10 a.m. Thursday. You can win that card or those cards at 93.7thefan.com. You think Brault's made a case for himself here, Ron, for the rotation for next season?
Oh, absolutely he has. I mean, I think he's got to go to spring training having one of those spots. Now, that doesn't mean you keep it. You still got to earn it next spring. But I would think going in, he's got to be one of the guys that they're looking at, sure.
Yeah, he's definitely put his hat in the ring here. It took a while for him to sort of build up his arm strength or build up whatever they call it to the point where he could go beyond three or four innings. So I'm not yet ready to say he's a shoo-in by any means, because it's really just been two really good starts back-to-back. I mean, his two starts before that, 5 hits and 3 earned runs in 4 innings against Kansas City, 7 hits and 4 earned runs in 4 and 2/3 against the Reds. And then in the month of August, he was basically a 2-3-4 inning pitcher. So it's really just been back-to-back starts. So I'm not ready to pencil him in yet, but he should definitely be in the mix, I would put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and even in those abbreviated starts, some of them were pretty good, and I know they were being awfully protective of them, and we know how protective they can be of these pitchers, but I think he's been one of their better pitchers this year, and that may be damning the guy with praise because they haven't had a lot of good ones, and including the one tonight. Trevor Williams has been, to me, the biggest disappointment of the season, but I think Brault has been one of their best. Looking forward to seeing what he can do next year.
Yeah, some of them were good and some of them were not. Like the time he went no innings and 4 earned runs, or 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned runs against Chicago. But yes, on this staff, on this particular staff, I would say he's been, who's been better, really, honestly. But that doesn't mean he's been all that good either, Ron, when you take it in totality.
That's what I mean. I said damn him with praise a little bit when you say that, but again, I just think that with the guys that we've watched go out there, he has maybe been the best.
He's opened some eyes for sure with these last two starts. Let's go to Steelers running backs. And as Jerry Dulac tweeted yesterday, only team in the league with a 100-yard rusher each of the first 2 weeks. I mean, the Connor run at the end of the game, I don't think represented a good running day, but it counted, you know? I mean, horses, Broncos had 3 timeouts left. If the Steelers don't run the clock out there, they're going to get another shot. And instead, the Steelers broke off a long run. You know, I don't think that was at all indicative that the Steelers had a good day on the ground. It wasn't, but it still happened. It was a significant run. What do you make of this running game 2 weeks in, Ron? How good might it be, and how important is it to have a running game this day?
Well, you know, I wrote my column about this in Monday's paper. I'm one of the biggest critics. I don't think it has been very good. You know, Benny Snell had a lot of yards against the Giants, but he fumbled there, and he fumbled again the other day. You know, Connor, you know, got hurt again, and then came back and did okay, I thought, on Sunday. And I know you're right, the last run does count, but what he did on his other carries were basically nothing. And I think you need to be better than that. They didn't even try to run the ball at the end to wrap up the game. You know, when Snell fumbled, after he fumbled, I think Ben threw on the next 3 downs. One series, Ben threw it 9 times in a row. And I know there are a lot of them are short, high percentage passes, and they're probably considered a lot like running plays. But I do think you have to have some sort of threat, and I do think you have to be able to run the ball when you want to run the ball. And I don't know that I see that happening right now, Joe. Maybe I'm being unfair to him. I don't know.
No, I think you're being fair. I do. I thought they had a pretty good running game against the Giants. They did. But they've played the Giants and the Broncos. I wouldn't call either defense great. Broncos are pretty good. I don't mean to insult horse there. But what are they? They're about 14th in the league in yards per game. And for me, like you, it's more situational, where I really do want them to be able to close out games. Like Tomlin mentioned, a 4-minute or 5-minute clock. That's when they need to be able to run out games, or 7 minutes, whatever. But then again, they got the ball back, and they did. They busted a run. So it hasn't been horrendous by any means. It hasn't. I mean, Benny Snell had a really good game on that Monday night against the Giants. But I do think it's going to need to improve. And then the question becomes, if Connor gets hurt again, if that ankle acts up or something else, or he's just completely ineffective, let's say he has to leave the game. Let's use that example. Who gets the call, Ron? Does Mike Tomlin trust Benny Snell? Or will he go to Anthony McFarland? Does McFarland deserve a chance?
See, I haven't seen – I don't know what he can do. I don't know what his practices look like. I would think he goes back to Benny Snell. I don't think they're going to give up on him. You know, maybe not try to use him late in a game when you're trying to wrap it up. But, you know what, he's got a long career ahead of him, and Tomlin's got to figure out a way to get this fumbling stuff, you know, cured, or, you know, at least diminish a little bit. So I would think he's still going to be the guy. And I think even if Connor doesn't get hurt and just needs a little bit of a break, you're going to see Benny Snell back in there.
What's the magic number with fumbles? Because we've seen Tomlin get fed up with people before for fumbling. Like if he drops another one early in this game, I would say he's done for the day, especially if McFarlane gets a helmet. Would you agree? Like what's the magic number?
Yeah, I don't know what the magic number would be, but I would think if here's another one early in the game, they will hesitate to really go back to him if that's the case. I don't know that he's going to go to the rest of the year without fumbling, but if he fumbles one early in this game, that could be his division of labor may be wrapped up pretty quickly if that's the case this weekend.
Would you like to see McFarlane, based on all reports of him having a really good camp, would you like to see him at least have a package of plays no matter what this weekend? I would.
Yeah. Now, did he get a helmet last week, not the first week?
He did.
He did in the first week, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess I was never overwhelmed by that pick when they made it. So I guess, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. But all through camp, we did hear great reviews. So, hey, give him a shot. But it just depends how ready he is. Can he pick up the blitzes? We've talked before about how important that is. Give him a shot if Snell continues to have problems.
All of that being said, I mean, coming off week one, I was very high on Benny Snell. They said his body looked different. It did. They said he had improved. I saw a guy who made more people miss in that single game than he might have all last year, to be honest with you. It sure looked that way. He looked like a different guy, and I thought he should have started game two. So I would be hypocritical to say just bury the guy now. But if he fumbles again, I mean, you can't live with that. That almost cost them the game. That game was over when he fumbled against Denver. What was the score, Ron? 26-14, I believe.
They were up 12 points. That was right after the safety, right? It was a bad fumble, but we've certainly seen Connor do that too. Connor's contributed to four losses with big fumbles late. It's tough. It's a tough position. I get it. But you gotta be able to protect the ball. And Tomlin clearly was not happy after the game when he was asking. I don't know if I have a level of concern, but I'm definitely concerned about Snell's fumbles.
But I'm with you. I think that if something were to happen to Connor again, that Tomlin will absolutely go to Benny Snell first and give him a shot. Maybe one more shot, but certainly a shot. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. The sun is shining on budget-friendly deals with 32 new and used vehicles under $19,996. Sunny and pleasant today, high of 79. Going to be a little cloudier tomorrow, but the temperature, the high, exactly the same. Top of the hour, these are just dark days for the Pirates. They are, the way last season ended, what's going on this season. Let's try to put that in context next. I'll talk about that issue with Ron and with you at 412-928-9370. And on the field, is this going to get appreciably better next season? Do you want it to? Or are you willing, and do you think it might be the best thing for it not to get appreciably better next season so that they can continue this rebuild and get another high, high draft pick, maybe the number one overall pick again? It's not impossible. In back-to-back years. It's Cookin' Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.